a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul addressed the people in these words, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus and Cilicia, but brought up in this city. At the feet of Gamaliel, I was educated strictly in our ancestral law and was zealous for God, just as all of you are today. I persecuted this way to death, binding both men and women and delivering them to prison. Even the high priest and the whole council of elders can testify on my behalf. For from them I even received letters to the brothers and set out for Damascus to bring back to Jerusalem in change for punishment those there as well. On that journey, as I drew near to Damascus, about noon, a great light from the sky suddenly shone around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' I replied, 'Who are you, sir?' And he said to me, 'I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting.' My companions saw the light, but did not hear the voice of the one who spoke to me. I asked, 'What shall I do, sir?' The Lord answered me, 'Get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be told about everything appointed for you to do.' Since I could see nothing because of the brightness of that light, I was led by hand by my companions and entered Damascus. A certain Ananias, a devout observer of the law and highly spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and stood there and said, 'Saul, my brother, regain your sight.' And at that very moment I regained my sight and saw him. Then he said, 'The God of our ancestors designated you to know his will, to see the righteous one and to hear the sound of his voice. For you will be his witness before all to what you have seen and heard. Now, why delay? Get up and have yourself baptized and your sins washed away, calling upon his name.'" The word of the Lord. When was the last time you were knocked off your horse? You know what I mean, an experience that left you flat, humiliated, blinded, confused, deeply disappointed. I had that experience in a big way several years ago. I was digging in my heels over a particular issue. I just knew I was right. The alternative would have required me to admit that I was wrong, and my pride was at stake. A wise sister told me, "Barb, you may win this battle, but you will lose the war." The experience was awful, but in fact, it changed my life and made me a better principal. Today's reading describes Paul's fall, an experience that completely changed his life. He is blinded and confused. He must make an important decision: continue as is or change entirely. That's what falling off your horse experiences make us do. Decide: win the battle or win the war? Kill the Christians or join them? The good thing about these life-changing experiences is that we don't have to go through them alone. Paul has companions who lead him to Ananias, who then guides him in the right decision. God gives us companions to help, like my wise sister. We are not left to make these decisions in the dark. Like Paul, God will illumine the way if we are only open to it. Our eyes will be open to see all the issues more clearly and to help us make better decisions. Being knocked off our horses experiences are life-changing, but God doesn't leave us without help or wisdom. God provides the courage and knowledge of what to do or say. We have the ability to get back on our horses, even though we may be riding in a totally different direction, usually a direction more in line with God's will. Paul's an example of that. So next time you get knocked off your horse, don't despair. See it as the blessing that it is.